Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Joe Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Chriselle Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wiley from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to this edition of Ride with Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown, and with me we've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden. Dev, welcome back. Nice to touch base and catch up once again.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, good to be here and excited for things to come.
Yeah, Dev, we've taken a bit of our hiatus on the cycling stuff, and it's not out of that we're not doing it anymore. It's just we've been so busy sort of doing stuff behind the scenes. But groundwork has been laid. We've got some exciting things happening here at Coach Perry. And I mentioned in one of our previous videos that we're going to be introducing the entire team here behind CoachPerry.com on these videos and on the podcasts. If you're into cycling, triathlon, running, we've got you covered, and we want you to sort of be able to learn from the entire team. So that's exactly what we're doing today. They have a great question in on the forums on the Coach Perry online community. Someone was asking about pain and numbness when they're cycling. They're finding that once they've been on the bike for a little while, they start getting some numbness in their hands and in various other places, and also their neck and shoulder really starts hurting. What can you do? I mean, it's fairly common, particularly when you're starting out and you start going longer than you used to. But what can you do to sort of counteract it? Is it a case of a cup of cement for breakfast, or are there things you can do to get over it?
Well, look, before we start prescribing cement at all, I think there's let's get the mechanical sort of stuff out and biomechanics out the way. Look, first and foremost would be to start off with corrections in bike setup. So whether you've had a setup done and might need a little bit of tweaking or haven't actually got that far yet, that's going to be first and foremost. So when we start talking about things like numbness in the hands, for instance, more often than not, the actual reach from your saddle height down to your handlebars might be too drastic. So your seat might be much higher than what your bars are. So that changes center of gravity quite a lot, and you've actually got a lot of pressure on the hands. So your reach and your drop itself needs to be looked at from a setup point of view. And then we start talking equipment in the sense of decent grips. So if it's a mountain bike, maybe sort of foam grips rather than the hard sort of standard grips that they come out with. Road bike, maybe look at the kind of bar tape that you're using as well. And then with that, I always say sort of focus a little bit more on the contact points on the bike. So especially when we're dealing with obviously your hands, good gel padding underneath the nerves on your hands as well is quite important. And that generally helps quite a lot with the numbness. When we talk about stiff neck and shoulders, again, the drop could be an issue because you could be really low reaching and have to really strain your neck quite a lot to look up the road. And then in saying that, maybe to have a bit more of the background of the rider would be key as well. Just are you a beginner starting out? Because more often than not, I find with beginners, a lot of tension and nerves on the bike. So gripping the handlebars as tight as possible because they're a little bit nervous. That comes with practice, with a bit more skill and building confidence, where you start to relax a little bit and just relax the upper body a bit on the bike as well. The idea is not to have too much pressure on the hands, not to be too strained, because that also then affects handling of the bike and that sort of thing. So I think first and foremost, let's look biomechanically, maybe have your setup double checked, and then from there start looking at the equipment that you're dealing with and that before we then move on to possible strength and conditioning as well, which could always help.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an easy fix, Dev. I mean, getting a bike set up, we see it so often. People buy bikes and they skimp on the getting a professional bike set up as opposed to someone looking and closing their one eye and looking at angles that way.
Yeah.
Like go to someone who knows what they're doing. It's worth the money that you spend, and it's definitely going to help. And something that I found that helps for the numbness on the hands, Dev, is if you cut a pool noodle and then you put it over the handlebars, it's nice and thick, it's soft, that works. I'm kidding. Don't anybody go cut up the pool noodle.
I was going to say the thing with the pool noodle is also a bit fatter, so it often affects your sort of gripping of the bike. So no, don't go that
way. I got big hands. It doesn't work. Dev, it's been great catching up. Don't forget, if you want some help, we've got a whole bunch of training programs as well. If you want access to all of our coaches, Devlin, our triathlon coach, running coach, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/cycling. That's where you can get all the details from our online training platform. If you're training for your very first 94.7 cycle challenge, or you're training for your fastest Cape Town cycle tour, doesn't matter. Multi-day stage race on the mountain bike, we've got you covered. Go check it out. CoachParry.com/cycling. Dev, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time. We look forward to catching up again next week.
Great stuff, chatting. Thanks.